Now this is a dictation for Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, November 1st, 50. Address as a letter to Lisa Ludwig, L-U-D-W-I-G, 517-364-5165. Dear Dr. Ludwig, follow up for Mrs. Smith with chronic kidney disease, background of diabetes, hypertension, history of kidney stones, previously renal artery stenosis, has extensive atherosclerosis with prior left carotid endarterectomy, coronary artery bypass, three vessels, 2021, and abdominal aortic aneurysm repair, traditional open one, March 2022. Since the last visit in February, denies hospital visit, weight appetite is stable without vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, nocturia but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood, presently no edema, claudication symptoms, no discolor of the toes, no chest pain, palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, denies orthopnea, PND, other review system is negative, medication list review. I will highlight the clonidine, Losart, and metoprolol as blood pressure treatment, bronchodilators for underlying COPD, cholesterol management, recently added Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C, weekly basis, combination of diabetes, heart, kidney protection, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure 142/80, weight 171, alert orientation 3, minor tachypnea, normal oxygenation room air, COPD abnormalities, no localized valves, no consolidation pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness, minimal edema, mild decrease here, normal speech, no growth focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, creatinine 1.5, baseline 1.3 to 1.4, present GFR 37, stage 3B, normal sodium potassium, elevated bicarbonate, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelet, anemia 12.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B. We will monitor for progression. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, COPD. Clinically stable, has not required oxygen. Next number, hypertension, fair control, tolerating ARB maximal dose among other blood pressure medications. Next number, diabetes, recently added Ozempic to diet control. Next number, comments. She has risk factors for renal artery stenosis, given the extensive vessel abnormalities. We will monitor blood pressure and kidney function over time. Blood pressure appears fairly well controlled on losartan. This, however, will not protect for ischemic changes for severe renal artery stenosis. Continue management of her COPD by Dr. Varghese, VS Invictor ARGHASE, and her heart abnormalities with Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. I do not have information about renal artery. Potentially, they are somewhere, as she has prior coronary artery angiogram for the bypass 2021, and of course the abdominal aortic aneurysm repair in March 2022. Chemistry on a regular basis, come back on the next 4 months.